My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin gets paid big, devotes his time to comedy and charity, and has to help a hooker make change. But meanwhile, is Davin getting the A-team? Listen and enjoy.
I am your engineer.
As I recall, because my memory is shot as we've gone over, as I recall Pip, the big occurrence last week was I almost convinced my beloved that we should have sex in church. And I just said, because she's very religious, Joe. But I just cautioned her that we should not do it on the radio because it happened to a pal. And I gave her a link of the story that happened to Opie and Anthony. Trucker Tom, by the way, his panties were all wet over that. It was like a merging of his worlds.
It's like, oh no, Davin said, oh no, I'm spent.
He had to pull over, kick out the lot lizard.
By the way, in his hell, the lot lizards look like Jimmy Durante.
So what, Pip, what was it? Was there anything else major?
I don't remember anything as major as that.
Okay.
And my head is a sieve, so you can't rely on me for the playback.
All right. All right, so here we go. Friday, January 17th, she's saying that she does not want to do that. I go, oh, okay. I thought that it was you were saying. I was a bit surprised. But I've seen and heard a lot of crazy things, so nothing really surprises or shocks me anymore. So she's asking me where I went to work. I say, I work in a lot of different venues. This restaurant was for a chamber of commerce. Gone out to the Bahamas, to any place in between. Have jokes, we'll travel. She goes, wow, that's huge. Happy for you, with a smiley face. I go, happy for us. If I get to hold on to this money, it brings us one step closer to being together.
So you got a lot of coin at that show, honey? That's what she's thinking.
She goes, that's very thoughtful of you. Or thoughtful. Depends how you want to. That's how they spell thoughtful, taut.
I prefer thoughtful.
Yeah, it works well. I go, nope, completely selfish. I want to be with you, so it motivates me. She goes, so what is keeping you busy? I go, comedy and charity. This was right before we did the Success Martial Arts Board break. She goes, good. I go, that pleases you? She goes, of course it does. I go, better than drinking and porn, I guess, LOL.
Yeah.
Although you don't mind the porn. She goes,
especially if it's badly written.
She goes, yeah, it is. Would you be going out today to perform? I go, no, I'm about to leave for a meeting, though. I will be back in a bit if you wish to chat then. Sorry, I can't talk now. More with you. She goes, what meeting are you going for? Fucking nosy.
Shut your face.
She goes, what meeting? She goes, what meeting are you going for? I go, I have to help a hooker make change.
What?
I said, I have to help a hooker make change. That's what I typed to her. I go, I'll tell you all about it when I come back. Gotta go. Love ya.
Wow.
Joe's just giving me a dirty look, like, you don't tell about the secret business.
That's funny. That's what Mr.
I was just waiting for a response.
That's what Mr. Helix said on his way out to work this
morning. You want the response?
Yeah.
Okay, take care. See you soon. Love you, too.
I know. It's like, are you even listening? The stuff that she lets fly over her head is, like, amazing.
January 20th. Hi, hon. Where have you been? I go, hi, baby. Just been super busy. How are you? She goes, I've been looking for you everywhere. I go, and where is everywhere? She goes, here and earth is everywhere. I go, well, geez, babe, I'm not that hard to find. Look in your heart, and you will always find me. She goes, so what has been keeping you so busy? I go, work and charity. Settle down, Dick Eldorado. Yeah, right. I go, work and charity. It's been nonstop. It has been go, go, go since I've gotten home.
And by the way, Trucker Tom says he should have told her it was her NAMBLA meeting.
She wouldn't know what that means.
I know.
But Tom does.
We would have enjoyed it. Yeah, Tom, why do you know about this?
She goes, oh, okay, so where do you go the other time? I go, I told you, a meeting to make change for a prostitute. She enjoyed servicing me so much that she said, keep the change. How awesome is that?
Oh, my God.
What? Too much? Am I being a dick again? You know what I forgot to mention when we were doing the wrap-up for Joe and everybody listening? Well, I forgot everything that we talked about in the last episode, but I do remember that you and our own Trucker Tom were kind of swayed to maybe she's a little bit more real again.
Yeah, a little bit.
I do remember you, like you've been back and forth, but even Tom was coming out of the steadfast corner of Scammerville.
Right, yeah.
So let me get this straight, where this is more of a real relationship?
That, yeah.
To her, yeah. Like she's turned a corner.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I mean... She's turned a corner to not only am I scamming, but I'm you know, actually starting to like or love.
I know that's hard for you to believe.
Devin, I'm astounded.
I still am skeptical.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Thomas swaying you on that?
Thomas Swade?
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, wow, I see. I go, isn't that great? She goes, how much change did you get?
That sounds like something I would say. That doesn't sound like a real girl would say that.
You're not a real girl?
No, not really.
Check what Anne Frank said. You'll find out.
Hold on a second. I need a mirror and some time.
You got to meet Mrs. down there.
If I was lucky.
She goes, how much change did you get? I go, $15. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, I'm so glad that you love the fact that prostitutes love being with me.
Oh, what did she say back?
That's nice.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
Oh, see, now you know what? They got the farm team working for that.
I was just about to say, they got the kid.
They got the kid in the special.
I got the minor league. I got the Mets version. I got the New York Mets version.
They got the kid talking to you today.
They just brought this one up from the farm league. Yeah, this
okay.
is not okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Was she good? Was she juicy? I mean, who was this asking? Alrighty. Yeah, you were with a hooker. Awesome, honey.
So now you're back more in Scammerville.
I'm confused.
You're back in not only are we back in Scammerville, and we got the kid working the board today.
We got the. I'm not even getting the A-team.
Yeah,
it's
no.
like a, it's like a split squad.
Yeah.
I go, so you are fine with me seeing prostitutes? She goes, I am not, just playing along. Now, she does have a sense of humor.
Oh, all right.
She has shown a sense of humor.
Yes, she has. Oh.
Well, like, get away from there, you little rat. Let the manager handle this.
Yeah. Walks by. Move, get out. Next time he's on, would you tell me? Go sweep or something. Jesus Christ. How are you, baby?
Really?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.